Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Create and Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
The Bible says, I say the Bible says, and we want to believe the Bible, don't we? So the Bible says in Proverbs 28:17 that a man who is laden with the guilt of human blood will be a fugitive until death. Let no one support him. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show. You're a radio activist coming to you live from Created Equal Studios here in Columbus, Ohio, the heart of it all here in Ohio. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:17, a man who is laden with the guilt of human blood, let no one support him. Let no one support him. Now, we're going to be talking about that today here on the Mark Harrington Show. We're going to be talking about what the media, the mainstream media, is calling the Achilles heel of the abortion industry. So stick around. We're going to launching a new project to take on that Achilles heel. But before we do, before we get into the meat of the program, before we get into the substance of the program, I want to take a moment and preview a video for you. Next week, we'll be sending this video out on social media. We'll be putting it out on our email list and so forth. But every once in a while, we send these videos out. A lot of times, if you've watched us, our videos typically show our students getting attacked or their First Amendment rights being taken away by administrators or security guards or police officers. We have a lot of that kind of stuff. Then we have interviews or discussions, dialogue with students where they might change their mind, or maybe they will choose not to abort their baby or something like that. But this one's a little different. This one comes to us from the University of Pittsburgh, where our road trip for life was last week. This is a student from the University of Pittsburgh who comes up to one of our activists, one of our apologists. And you just watch for yourself. It's comical, but it's also tragic in a way. If you would, Mr. Producer, go ahead and cue that video up. Again, this is a student from the University of Pittsburgh who just wants to have a piece of our literature. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how your 8-week-old baby photos had ribs, seeing as ribs don't actually create themselves until about 15 weeks. So I was wondering. I want some literature. I want to spread it out. I want to help you spread it out. No, I want some literature. Can I have it, please? Can I have a piece, please? Can I have a piece of your literature, please?
No, you may not.
I can't have a single piece. Why can't I have a single piece?
Please get your hands off me.
Why can't I'm not touching you. I have a right to a piece of your literature. He won't hand me a piece of his literature, sir. I want one piece.
You're grabbing
I want this
stuff.
Piece. I grab that piece right there.
Don't grab it off of him.
He's been trashing her stuff and being
I haven't touched
a
anything.
Jerk and
feel it's right for your situation.
You know what I mean? We can't make
do not be distracted.
But I mean, you're free to stand around. Just don't grab that off.
I just wanted that one piece of literature. I don't understand why I couldn't have
it. Well, I don't want to
one piece right here.
I don't want to give him one.
I think that if I am right,
he already told us that he doesn't want to have
speech dictates. That if you're giving other people things, then you have to give it to me as well.
No,
because
no,
if I may finish, according to freedom of speech is only illegal by the method you do, and you have to do that method based equally upon all people. So if you're
says Congress shall make no law restricting the freedom
of speech.
If you're giving
the literature to everybody and you're choosing specifically not to give it to me because I'm voicing an opinion.
Because you're being saying, violent towards me and you're grabbing my stuff.
I wanted that piece right there.
And it's his and he doesn't have to give it to you.
At this point, if you could keep your hands off of me, that would be great.
I haven't touched you.
Yes, you have. He grabbed me. I have it on GoPro. We can review it if you'd
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Create themselves until about 15 weeks. So I was wondering.
Can you?
I want some literature. I want to spread it out. I just want the one piece of literature. I don't see why that's
I'm not going to give it to you. You're just wasting our time.
Right.
All right. I'll just get one from the
body.
Trash. Most people.
Do your own choices.
All right. You can end it there. This is the kind of thing we deal with all the time on college campuses. This student. Here's the problem, folks. I mean, it's we can laugh at it.
But the truth is, it's really tragic. First of all, he's pro-abortion. That's obvious. He comes up and talks about how the baby doesn't have ribs at whatever, 8 weeks or what have you, which is incorrect, by the way, biologically. They're just really small. And number two, he says he wants a piece of literature so he can spread it out. Well, yeah, we know what that means. That means spread it out, really spread it out, throw it out, throw it away, trash it. You know, Sam was smart enough, Sam being Sam Riley, part of our Road Trip for Life team. He was smart enough to know what this kid was up to and refused to give the literature to him. Now, a lot of people say, well, why didn't you give him the literature? Listen, we're not out there to get mocked or taken advantage of. This kid wasn't interested in the information that we wanted to give him. He just wanted to throw our literature around and make a spectacle of it. The other thing is he talks about how free speech requires us to give literature to people who demand it. Now, here's a perfect example of a young person who's probably been educated in government schools, who maybe was asleep during civics class when they dealt with the First Amendment, or he actually was awake and what was taught in civics class did not resemble what we understand to be the First Amendment. We do not have any requirement or obligation to give anybody a piece of literature simply because we're involved in free speech. But, and as you could tell, he was also being forceful, even violent in a way, in trying to take the piece of literature away from Sam Riley. So, you know, we put it out there because we want to show folks what's happening on college campuses. We understand people talk about liberal bias. They talk about censorship. They talk about the First Amendment being restrained and you know, all these safe zones and trigger areas and trigger zones and snowflakes and all that stuff. And a lot of people don't really understand it until they see it. And our organization confronts this stuff all the time. We can't put out enough videos. It happens so often, we have to pick and choose the ones we put out. And so we're going to be releasing this next week. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a teaser to start out the program. A little on the light side, if you will, even though it's quite tragic where this student is and his understanding of abortion or how you deal with people or his understanding of the First Amendment. But I wanted to start out on this footing because we deal with a lot of difficult subjects on this program for obvious reasons. Abortion is a difficult subject and problem. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And we could talk about cupcakes, if you like, and handing those out or doing things that are nice and cuddly and friendly and talking about born babies and, water bottles and baby bottles and all that kind of stuff, which, by the way, isn't all bad. But the truth of the matter is abortion is an act of violence. It kills a baby. And there's entire institutions that are formed in order to support them and support the killing, to enable the killing. And that's the reality of it. And we've got to expose them for who they are. So what we want to do in the rest of the program is talk about abortion's Achilles heel. Now, that's not my words. Those are the words of NPR. National Public Radio interviewed me a little while back. And that was what they used. Those were the words they used for the title of their story, Abortion's Achilles Heel. And Mr. Producer, if you would put up that article there from the National Public Radio, Abortion's Achilles Heel. I don't know if they call it exactly that or not, but it is the Achilles heel, according to the National Public Radio, and they interviewed me. Now, what is the Achilles heel, according to NPR? The Achilles heel are the waste providers. We've been talking about this for almost 2 years now. Quick history. 2015, the Center for Medical Progress videos were released showing the National Abortion Federation conference where an abortion owner, clinic owner, Renee Chilean, by the way, it's an appropriate name for her, Chilean, as an abortionist, she's Chilean. Renee Chilean discusses in this video how she and her abortion clinics are having a difficult time finding waste providers to do their dirty work and clean up after them after they butcher babies. And so she goes on and on in this National Abortion Federation video that was captured by the Center for Medical Progress and David Daleiden that was leaked to the media. This is still under court order. This video is not supposed to be out in the public domain, according to the court, of course. But this video shows her talking about that. And if you would, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and cue up the video. This is the Project Week Leak video we launched 2 years ago, and it shows Renee Chilian, the abortion center owner in Michigan, talking about how she can't find medical, so-called medical waste providers to do her dirty work in disposing of dead babies. So if you would go ahead and cue that video up, and let's go ahead and play that. It's the Project Week Link video of the National Abortion Federation conference that was captured by David Daleiden. Project Week Link video is what we want. Yeah.
We are all one incinerator away, or one incineration company away, from being closed. We thought we'll give it to everybody in a gift bag. They can take it home and figure out what to do with it. It's their priority.
They're laughing at being a big, that big in a gift bag. It's awful funny.
I had 5 months worth of fetal tissue in my freezers. I mean, we were renting freezers to put them in. It's all I thought about. Like, I was so consumed with fetal tissue, I was ready to drive to Upper Michigan and have a bonfire. And was just trying to figure out, you know, how I wouldn't get stopped, or, you know, how far in the woods would I have to go to have this fire that nobody was going to see.
Isn't that funny?
I dreamt about how to dispose of fetal tissue. And the garbage disposal wasn't an option. I mean, if there was
just throw them down the disposal.
And take 20 bottles and put it into my garbage disposal.
All right, let's stop it there. Here's the thing. Renee Chilian basically exposes the Achilles heel or weak link of the abortion industry. So when I saw that video, I thought to myself, well, they're giving us a way forward. They're giving us a way to victory, people. And that is the medical, so-called medical waste haulers in America are the weak link to the abortion industry. They cannot, if they cannot dispose of the babies, they cannot kill the babies. They've got to find a place to put them, right? It's like the death camps in Nazi Germany. After they exterminated Jews, they had to figure out a way to get rid of them so nobody would see them. So what did they do? They came up with what? Crematorium. So they could hide what they were doing. Many people, of course, saw the smokestacks and the ash come down on them and what have you because of the incineration of Jews in the death camps. But with these medical waste haulers, see, they can just pass off the dirty work of cleaning up their mess to these companies. And I say, if they're going to kill babies, they ought to be forced to dispose of them. So she talks about that if it's their pregnancy, okay, how much for women these people are? Renee Chilling doesn't care about women. She says, it's their pregnancy. We should wrap it up in a gift bag. Why is it our problem? Oh, yeah. She's really looking out for women here. It's like, yeah, who cares about the women? Give them their dead babies back. Let them dispose of them. So much for women's rights and caring about equality. She says that we're one incinerator. They're one incinerator company away from being closed down. Uh-huh. True. She had 5 months of fetal tissue in her freezers. This is a sick woman, by the way. Can you imagine that? This is worse than any horror film you could even invent. Putting dead babies in freezers? She said she was ready to have a bonfire. I mean, echoes of the Holocaust, folks. Echoes of the Holocaust right here in America. And that's why we launched Project Week Link. in 2016 going after Stericycle, which was the largest medical waste hauler affiliating itself and enabling the abortion industry. We wrote them a letter asking them to sever their ties with Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel. Then we went to Lake Forest, Illinois, and flyered the neighborhood of the CEO, exposing him to the community to which he serves and others. We were sued by them, which ended up allowing us to get information that showed that Stericycle was severing agreements with abortion facilities and had put into place several measures in order to be sure that they were no longer disposing of aborted fetal remains. And therefore, we basically claimed victory, even though we need to trust but verify what Stericycle is doing, making certain that they aren't just playing hard and fast with these guidelines that they have. But we began to think about our second phase of the project, Project Weak Link. And that's when it came to an organization, a company called Specific Waste. So Specific Waste is based out of Indiana, right over the river from Louisville, and also picks up medical waste for several abortion facilities in Ohio and Indiana and other places. If you would, Mr. Producer, what I want to do, if you don't believe that this is the weak link, let's go back to that NPR video article. Let me read the words of Vicky Saporta. By the way, Vicky Saporta, it's time not to support a Vicky Saporta. Try that, a little pun there. Anyway, she says, if you would, Mr. Producer, bring up that and then highlight, if you would, what she says here. Vicky supports the National Abortion Federation president and CEO. By the way, the same organization that put on the conference that David DeLeiden captured video of Renee Chilean talking about how she was having trouble finding medical waste companies and that they were one incinerator, the abortion industry is one incinerator company away from being shut down. She represents hundreds of independent abortion clinics across the country. She spoke on national public radio and she said this: there are very few companies that will do what Stericycle did. The operative word, did, not does, did. Confirming what we have already found out, and that is that Stericycle is no longer, at least from what they say, and apparently, according to Vicky Saporta, no longer doing the dirty work for Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry by picking up medical waste. But she says that there are very few companies that will do what Stericycle did. And when companies like Stericycle give in to harassment by anti-choice proponents, it puts an unfair burden on abortion providers. I want to hone in on something here. Stericycle gives into harassment by anti-choice proponents. It's not harassing to simply connect the dots. If you are going to be an enabler of child killing, and especially if you are going to run a company that takes dead babies from the abortionists and then finds a way of burning them or incinerating them or what have you. Some of them were thrown in landfills and so forth. If you're going to run a company that enables the abortion industry by doing that, the dirty work and cleaning up after them, after they kill babies, then my position is you should be known for it, right? What's the problem? This is a constitutionally protected right. Why wouldn't you, if you're a waste hauler, want to be known for working with the abortion industry and disposing of fetal remains? Why would that be a problem to begin with? It's not harassment. How is it harassment? We're just giving them free advertising. You know, we just let Stericycle, we just gave a whole new forum for them. Well, obviously, we know the answer, and that is that dirty little secret that we all understand, and that is abortion's not medicine. Child killing's not healthcare, and these waste haulers aren't medical waste providers if they're disposing of aborted fetal remains. We all know really the grisly side of abortion, and that's all we did with Stericycle, and that's all we're going to be doing with specific ways. We're just going to let people know, inform them. We're not harassing anybody. We're not harassing anybody. It's just let people know. He should be happy that we're letting people know about the business he's in. So that's what Vicky Saporta said. That, and by the way, she says, it puts an unfair burden on abortion providers. You know, let's all shed some crocodile tears right now, won't we? All together now. Let's all cry a little tear, shed a little tear for those lowly, poor, picked on abortion clinics and the workers and the owners who are now under an unfair burden because Stericycle and other medical waste companies and other enablers of the abortion cartel don't want anything to do with them. I mean, I feel so sorry for them. Don't you? It's unfair. She says it's an unfair burden. Well, you know, that's the point. If you're going to kill babies, it should be a burden on you to figure out a way. Well, first of all, it should be a burden to do it. It should be illegal, but if you're going to do it, it ought to be a burden on how to figure out a way to cover up for yourself. That's all we're doing here. This isn't, you know, we need to come alongside these poor little picked on abortion clinics. You know, they need special treatment. You know, they need special treatment. They don't deserve this kind of treatment from people like us, right? These anti-choice proponents, as she calls them, harassing them. Well, folks, we're going to expose specific waste. That's what we're going to do. And what I want to do, Mr. Producer, if you don't believe me, specific waste from what we found out at this point, and we're still gathering information, specific waste services, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, the Midwest region like that. Okay. And as far as we know, they service several abortion facilities in that region. One of them, we've confirmed, is the Planned Parenthood in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mr. Producer, if you would, play the video caught by a sidewalk counselor out front of the Planned Parenthood abortion facility. This is specific waste at Planned Parenthood in Cincinnati. Go ahead and play that clip. There's the truck pulling out. If you don't believe me, there's the Planned Parenthood sign, specific waste. Okay, so pretty convincing evidence, obviously. We don't need much more. We have more. We're not going to release it right now. And we're gathering more as it goes. But, you know, people wonder, what's in that truck? What's in that truck? You know, they would call it medical waste. Really? Mr. Producer, if you would, put up the picture of what the world and the abortion industry and the institutions that are aligned with it call medical waste, if you would, please. This is what they call medical waste. I don't know about you. That shouldn't be waste. And it's not medical. That's a baby. A baby who's been dismembered. A baby who's been decapitated and disemboweled. This isn't medical waste. If people only knew what goes into those trucks and those little red bins, they would think differently. If they only knew what goes in to the landfills or what is incinerated at these medical waste and incineration plants, it would be a different story. And that's what our job is, folks. Put a face on what medical waste is to Americans. And that's why we've launched Project Weak Link and why we are now targeting, in an awareness campaign, specific waste industries out of Indiana. They're in the Louisville, Kentucky area. Now, here's what we want to do, folks. There's a couple things you can do to help out. First thing we're doing is contacting Victor Anderson, who is the CEO for specific waste. We're contacting him directly, making a phone call, and asking him to sever his ties with Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel. We're going to do it kindly. We're going to do it winsomely, respectfully, asking him to stop doing the dirty work for the abortionists. So that's number one. And on the screen, you see the phone number. CEO Victor Anderson of Specific Waste Industries. You can call 502-425-2770. And I want you to do that right now if you're listening live and watching live. 502-425-2770. We want to generate phone calls to him. And folks, this is biblical, right? The Bible says if somebody's in sin, you go to them in private. You contact them and try to call them to repent and change their ways. And if they don't do that, then you go public with it and you expose them to others if they don't repent. Our hopes are that Victor Anderson will see the light, will understand that his affiliation with abortion is not only bad business, which it is, but it's helping, it's assisting, it's enabling the abortion holocaust in America. And he will be held accountable on Judgment Day for what he's done. So we're asking for him to repent and come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If that happens, we'll call off the campaign. Simple as that. If that doesn't happen and he doesn't repent, or he just continues on saying that, as he has, as far as we understand it, the reports we've been getting, that he does this because it's legal, because it's lawful in America to have abortions. He's just providing a service and somebody else would do it. If that's the argument he continues to have, then we're going to continue to raise awareness about him and his organization, his company, to the community to which he serves, his clients, his neighbors, and anyone else, to apply pressure, right? To force him to explain himself, to hold him accountable. It's the only way we can. There's no laws against what he does, unfortunately, as far as we know. But that shouldn't be the case. But what we have is the court of public opinion, and we can put pressure on them. It's not a boycott, folks. We're not asking his clients to stop working with him, although we would. But boycotts generally don't work. You got to make it personal. You got to make it personal, and this needs to become personal to him. He has made a choice to support the abortion industry, and therefore, we want to generate phone calls to him. Again, the phone number's on the screen there, 502-425-2770. The other thing you can do is you go and you can sign a petition. If you would, Mr. Producer, get up the put up that take action screen again. You can also sign a petition. I prefer you make the phone call first, but if you make the phone call, also, this petition isn't just an email grab. I mean, it's not an email grab. That's not what we're doing it for. What it does, this will immediately generate an email to Victor Anderson from you, asking him to stop enabling Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry. So this is what the petitions look like. You just go in and sign your name, first and last. Give us your email address. That'll be sent directly to Victor Anderson. And I'm hoping that he'll reply soon and give us some information back so we can understand what their position is. So that's phase two of Project Weak Link that we've begun after our victory over Stericycle, to which now we are trusting but verifying what they're doing around the country. We're trying to keep our eyes on them to make sure that they are no longer picking up and transporting and disposing of fetal remains. But we're moving on. We're moving on to Specific Waste, which services the Midwest, including, by the way, think of this, the last and remaining, the remaining abortion clinic, abortion mill in the state of Kentucky. The final one is serviced by Specific Waste. If Specific Waste pulled their contract from them, it wouldn't be long. Because they're folks, they're just not going to be able to find another waste provider. That's just how it works. The word will be out that if you affiliate with the abortion industry, you're going to be known for it. And nobody wants to do that, that I'm aware of, at least publicly. They know that's bad business. So we are going to, one by one, one clinic at a time, one waste hauler at a time, we are going to make these people known to the communities to which they serve what they're doing for, you know, what they do for a living. That's basically all we're going to be doing. That is enough in many cases to, for those who care about, you know, their own livelihood or you know, want to do the right thing, they'll change their mind. So we're hoping that will, the pressure that we're applying, the pleading with Victor Anderson, his company, that he will change his ways and that he will refuse to be affiliated with the abortion industry. So folks, call again, one more time, call Victor Anderson with the phone number there on the screen, 502-425-2770. And then after that, you can sign the petition, which will automatically send him an email as well. And we'll keep you up to speed as to how this project is moving forward as time goes on. And also, most importantly, is to be praying for him and those in this company, that they would choose not to affiliate with the abortion industry. They would repent of their involvement in the enabling of the shedding of innocent blood, that they would repent of that. But short of that, if we can't get that right now, that they would at least make the right business decision and refuse to be part of child killing, the Holocaust in America, the wholesale slaughter of preborn baby girls and baby boys. So folks, that's the story right now with Project Weak Link Phase 2. Also, if you're listening or watching the program here, if you know of other medical waste companies that are picking up, you know, that are picking up, transporting, and disposing of aborted babies, we want to know about them. We want to put everybody on notice that you're not just do this in private, that you're going to be known for it. And that's a bad thing to be known for, at least in this current climate. The stigma that surrounds abortion needs to remain. You know, this. I'll finish with this. A lot of people on the abortion side of this, abortion advocates, are trying to destigmatize abortion. They're shouting their abortions. They're talking about how they had an abortion. It was the greatest thing that they've ever done. Things like that. Destigmatizing abortion. There's a huge attempts right now to do that across the country. And we've got to be able to counteract that. We've got to be willing to continue to stigmatize abortion. I mean, abortion stigmatizes itself when it's shown. I've said this a million times. Greg Cunningham has said it. And that is, when abortion is shown, it argues against itself. I mean, so abortion stigmatizes itself. And people realize that it's the dark side of the medical profession, right? They get it. But we've got to keep the pressure on. And one thing we need to do is expose these medical waste, so-called medical waste companies that are doing the dirty work and cleaning up after Planned Parenthood. They shouldn't be doing that. If babies are going to get killed, they should find a way to have to dispose of them themselves. That's the way I look at it. And by the way, I've said this before, but that's what General Eisenhower did at the liberation of Auschwitz. He went into the surrounding community, the neighborhood of the Auschwitz death camp. He rounded up all the Nazis, the SS officers that worked at the death camp. And rather than he and the U.S. Army or the Allies disposing of the dead Jews, he forced them to dispose of them. He forced the SS officers and the Nazis and the Third Reich, those who were part of the Holocaust, to do the dirty work of burying or cremating or what have you in the mass graves and so forth of the dead Jews. The same should be true today. If abortionists are going to kill babies, which we obviously don't want them to, and we're trying to stop it. But as long as they are, they ought to be the ones forced to dispose of them. So that's what Project Weak Link is all about. And folks, if you want to know more about it, go to projectweaklink.com projectweeklink.com, projectweeklink.com. And remember to call Victor Anderson, CEO of Specific Waste, at 502, one more time, 502, what is that, 425-2770, 502-425-2770, and then emailing you using the petition that's on our website at projectweeklink.com. So, folks, that's all I got for you this week. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.